On this morning after President Bush gave a major speech on Iraq, we're going to review the effort to identify who the U.S. and its allies are fighting. The military maxim, know your enemy, has not been easy to follow in Iraq. One Arab journalist thinks the U.S. did not always succeed in the war's early days. Zaki Shahab is political editor for Al Hayat, one of the best-known Arabic-language newspapers. In a new book, Inside the Resistance, Shahab describes what he saw in numerous reporting trips to Iraq. In the critical months after the U.S. invasion in 2003, he met some men in the city of Ramadi who offered to drive him into the countryside.
They drove me for about an hour in the fields surrounding, you know, the city, until I end up, you know, in one of these small farms, got into their compound.
When you reached what amounted to an insurgent safe house in the middle of the night, out in the countryside in Iraq, what did the insurgents have to say to you, and who were they?
They were like a group of five. They have different kind of weapons, starting from these small mortar 60 millimeter to different machine guns and hand grenades. And it was a bit scary because it was a curfew. You are not allowed to go around. It was fields. All we can hear is just helicopters in the air and lightning. And one thing they assured me, that they're not fans of Saddam Hussein. They really were like happy to see him going into jail because, you know, all his people have messed up the country. Definitely they were anti-Saddam. Definitely they talked about different kind of groups. Some of them are Islamists, some of them nationalists, you know.
This is early. This is still 2003 we're talking
about. That was
about
definitely
here.
End of June 2003.
U.S. officials were saying that the main enemy at that point was people loyal to Saddam Hussein. You say there was something else.
Whenever I used to hear such statements about the kind of insurgency is faced by American officials, I used to laugh because they were underestimating. I myself have the chance to talk to the commander of American forces in Iraq at that time, General Ricardo Sanchez. And after my trips in these areas, I felt obliged that I should tell him about what kind of feeling these people have expressed about the mistakes have been taken place.
Mistakes? You're talking about American troops that misbehave and the populace?
Yeah, because it's not a matter of misbehaving. It's really the lack of knowledge, how the tradition in this area, how to deal with the elders, how when you enter a house you have to respect. In general, the inhabitants of that area are conservative Muslim. Doesn't mean they are their extreme Muslim.
I have to observe that in addition to being a Palestinian, you're obviously an Arabic speaker. And it's remarkable to hear you describe being in a building or standing on a street, and you're surrounded by people who are telling you, oh, I'm with the resistance, I'm with the insurgency. And at the same time, American patrols are going by on the street completely oblivious to the conversations that might be going on right there in front of them.
I was amazed. One day I was driving into Tikrit in front of Saddam Hussein Palace. And then suddenly, like, two cars stopped next to me. They were young.
These are Iraqis.
Iraqis. And they questioned me about if I have an ID. And I realized there, you know, at that time, they are really Saddam Hussein loyalists and questioning me as if Saddam Hussein was in power. And in fact, there are more than 12,000 American soldiers just in Tikrit and around. And whenever they saw an American patrol going around, they just swear, you know, bad words at it.
Your most vivid contacts with insurgents came, I suppose, around 2003, 2004. As we've gotten through 2004 into 2005, what has happened to the reporting environment in Iraq as you've gone back again and again?
It's so difficult, not only for Western, but even to Arab journalists and even to Iraqi journalists. Large number of Iraqi reporters find it difficult to go around. Their life be in danger, or they will find difficulty in going here. So the environment is not that easy.
Zaki Shahab is author of a book that he calls Inside the Resistance, which includes his encounters with insurgents early in the war.